A Palestinian laborer drove a huge construction vehicle through a busy street in Jerusalem today, crushing cars and overturning a bus. Three people died and more than 45 others were injured before the driver was killed. Matt Gutman reports.
It was a scene straight out of a horror film. Hussam Dwayat was a contractor working on a building site right off of Jaffa, one of the city's main streets. At around noon, he ran amok. He turned his front end loader onto Jaffa Street, and the rampage began. First, he flattened a plumber's van. He then flipped a Chevy sedan. Eyewitnesses like Avi Dayan couldn't believe what they saw next. With my own eyes, he said, I saw that he had scooped up a car in his shovel, and then he began driving down the street towards us. I couldn't believe it. As he rumbled down the street, he rammed one city bus, and then he tossed another onto the sidewalk. Security guards begin charging towards the mayhem. They try to shoot the driver. The bulldozer stops. Two officers jumped into the cab. They try to wrest control of the giant vehicle. They fail, and Wyatt charges forward. An off-duty soldier, Private Moshe Plessner, who's only 18, then grabbed a pistol from the holster of one of the policemen and fired four shots point-blank. One of the cops shoots again to make sure. Most of those hurt were injured in the bus that was heaved on its side. After survivors had been helped out, all that was left were babies' diapers and shattered glass. At the scene, Government Press Office Director Danny Seaman said there's no way to prepare for this type of attack.
Do we know who this guy was?
Apparently, he was employed by the construction company, a person from East Jerusalem, an everyday guy. That's what's so discernible about this. It's not the person can be apprehended by security.
Police are treating this like a terrorist act, but seemed as puzzled as anyone. Spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
He had a criminal record, but nothing to do with any type of terrorist attack. Unfortunately, this is what took place, and there were no specific warnings here in Jerusalem of an attack that was going to take place.
And it's Dwayat's total obscurity that makes this attack so similar to an attack in this city in March. In that shooting, another anonymous man, a bus driver engaged to be married, who'd never been arrested or involved in attacks against Israel, walked into a yeshiva and gunned down eight students. He also came from a similar neighborhood in East Jerusalem. In both attacks, there were several, often conflicting, claims of responsibility, some from apparently fictitious groups. But there's likely to be a strong reaction. Within hours of today's incident, Israel's parliament approved two preliminary readings of bills that would revoke the citizenship of Arab Israelis involved in terrorist attacks. And the cabinet of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert also demanded revenge. They debated raising the Dwayat's home. For The World, I'm Matt Gutman in Jerusalem.